on SENQ Breakfast with Pat and Heels. It's time for the Friday Footy Throwdown with Corey Parker.
Yeah, see, no expense spared, Cos. We've got your own opener as well now. Have a look at that.
Morning, gentlemen. Yeah, fantastic, isn't it?
Do you know that performer?
Yeah, I paid him to do it, to be fair. Yeah. So that's how it's on there.
Who is it? Like Steph Leppard or something? Who is that, Matty? Oh, no, he doesn't know either. Righto.
Jack reckons it's Slash from Guns N' Roses and he's unemployed at the moment.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
He's doing openers.
Let's get rid of the controversy first. So yesterday afternoon we got the word through that Spencer Lenu had taken the guilty plea and has admitted that he called Ezra Mam a monkey, which is completely unsavoury. I'm a little bit with Pete Bedell on this one. I'm not sure whether the apology is completely earnest, and I reckon he gets 6 to 8.
Yeah, well, look, you know, I think there's a few things to take out of this from my point of view. He's put his hand up. He's taken ownership for what he's done. Obviously, it was a terrible look for the game moving forward, before it gets to next week and before all the insufficient evidence, et cetera, I thought that he was able to put his hand up and say, yes, I did say those words. It's by no means what I meant nor what I intended. However which way you want to take it, he did say those words and there will be a ramification off the back of it. I thought, to be fair, I thought Wayne Bennett's article in today's paper was very good, in and around that space. The game, has always had a hard stance on this sort of thing. To be jumping at shadows and, you know, some people are calling for 3/4 of the season, half the season. It'd be interesting to see how it does unfold. But I thought Wayne Bennett's comment in today's article was really measured and to be fair and reasonable was sort of what he was saying.
He doesn't come out with the popular theories too often, does he? He comes out, well thought.
Well, it was Heels. I thought, whilst at times we can all get caught up in the situation and everyone's got an opinion around it, and rightly so, that's you're allowed to have that. I thought from Wayne's point of view, it was very mature in the sense that he took a step back, he had a good look at it, and he sort of dealt with it how it was. And I actually, when I read the article, I was actually refreshed from reading it from Wayne's comments. So that aside, however, there has been some admission to, yes, I did say those words from Spencer Lenu, and now we can all move forward.
Yep, I agree. And, you know, Wayne basically is in a nutshell saying that we are not a racist code.
And I agree 100% with Wayne. I mean, no one's been in the game longer than Wayne, so he's pretty fair to be able to make those comments.
This is the Friday Throwdown with Corey Parker. Bizcover.com.au. Compare free quotes, get instant cover online and save with drama-free business insurance. Now, after those thrillers in Vegas last night, I tell you what, pretty close to a cure for insomnia.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I hope I'm not the only person who start 0-3 for season 2024.
No, I have too. So I'm with you.
I mean, when you look at that game, I mean, there was chances for Newcastle to go on with it, but quite simply, you got to take your hat off to the Raiders. They did everything they could. 18 from 18 sets in the second half. Yeah. Just squeezed the life out of Newcastle. Newcastle, 8 or 9 errors in that first half, made it really difficult. At times, they look really good with the ball, but for the first game of the season, Canberra were very good. So hats off to them, and they get their account underway.
I like the quote by, I think it was Adam O'Brien, who sort of said that it looks like our players wanted the highlights reel, every play. Yeah. And so they would have addressed that. Danny Badiris on the way into halftime said, that, you know, we've got to address that type of rushing, and they couldn't stop it. It kept going.
Yeah, it's a good point, that, isn't it? I mean, particularly early in seasons, you'll see all the teams that complete high and play that mundane, boring style of football. It's so effective, and we saw that through Canberra. And off the back of it, they end up scoring some points. But if you're able to kick long, back your defence, not make errors, and put the pressure back on the other side, because it's so early and everyone's still looking for match fitness and cohesion, it puts a lot of pressure on the other side. So Canberra did a really good job. I got no doubt that the Newcastle Knights will want to be better, and they will be better moving forward, but they'll be disappointed with that at home, Newcastle.
Yeah, just waiting for the results of what the match reviewers think of Hudson Young's late and high shot on Ponga. Ricky was filthy, actually, in the end, that he even got sin bin. But I got to say, I mean, you know, Ponga's going to come in for plenty of treatment, and that was late and it was high.
Yeah, it was. You're spot on. Which I raised my eyebrows when I saw Ricky. I mean, it's game one over a long season. Ricky's got a big cash chest there of fines he can pay throughout the season. Probably didn't need to be spoken about, honestly, because it was late, it was high, it didn't need to be done. Quite simple. So
exactly.
Interesting to see what comes of it.
And a time, cos when he could have complimented his team a lot more. He chose to go take the spotlight off his good performing team and go the negative way again.
All right. Well, sorry, Cos. I agree wholeheartedly. I'm not sure why he went down that route, to tell you the truth.
Ricky does, you know, just sorry to cut you off, Pat. Yeah. Ricky does like to get in the corner with his team and make him feel like he's right beside him. Maybe that was the angle he was going for.
All right, 28-12 Raiders over the Knights last night. Let's go. This afternoon, 5 o'clock, the early game. Warriors will host the Sharkies.
Yeah, look, I like the Warriors here, guys. I just love everything. It's about up the wars, what we saw last year. Their challenge is to replicate that. Now they start their first account over there in New Zealand, and I expect to sell out over there. I expect their team to really rise. I thought their trial form was very good. The Sharks, well, you know, nothing against the Sharks. I just see them sliding this year. I think they're very much Nicho Hynes-centric, and if Nicho's not there or not playing well, I worry for them. I just think the emotion in around round one, I'm going to go with the Warriors.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Roger Tuivasa-Sheck's comeback.
Oh, yeah. He's been terrific, particularly in the opening couple of games. He's been outstanding. Hasn't missed a beat.
Going back to Canberra-Newcastle, you know, things that weren't so impressive, do you think the halves are good enough for Newcastle?
Well, Heels, I must be honest. I actually thought Jack Cogger was going to be a partnering Jackson Hastings in the halves. I just did. And, you know, he went with Tyson Gamble, which may be a bit of a reward for what they did last year. But Jack Cogger, for mine, is too good to be sitting on the bench. I think he's a fantastic foil for Jackson Hastings. And when you've got Ponga out the back, who can get his hands on the ball and that sweeping play, it does create some instability in defence. But I was a little bit surprised.
Mm. Yeah, their attack was mediocre last night. All right, 7 o'clock match tonight. Another really big one, Storm v Panthers, no Munster.
No Munster's a huge loss. Now, I did get a bit of wind that Munster might not be playing, a few days ago. Now, this is one of those tipping nightmares. Don't take it from me because I'm 0-3 to start the season. But 21 years, two decades, Craig Bellamy has never lost a round one game. However, this is the year, boys. This is the year. I have tipped the Penrith Panthers based on this. They'll be stinging off the fact they lost that World Club Challenge again. Last year, they lost their round one game to Brisbane at home. I just expect them to be right up for this challenge. No Munster, however, for the Melbourne Storms. Huge loss. I'm going to go with Panthers.
Well, you put Munster back in a week or two's time. What have the Storm got to offer this year?
Yeah, their forwards really need to aim up this year, Heels. I thought last year they were very much underwhelmed. And, you know, for probably the first time in a long time, the Melbourne Storm, they didn't have, that sort of aura of that forward pack domination that they have had, for a long period of time. Mm. So guys like Christian Welch, who was pretty much underwhelming last year, needs a huge season. I'd love to see Big Nelson start. If he's going to be paid the big money and he's such an influence, get him out there early as possible. They've got some workers. They've got some young guys on the edges who will be better for it. Katoa is a really big prospect. Their back line speaks for itself. They've got some instability in their out in their centre three quarters from a defensive point of view, but they've got enough strike right across there. It's their forwards for me, mate.
Mm-hmm. All right, now I was with the Bulldogs tragic Jimmy Maher yesterday at a function. He said, "You're not trusting the doggies." I want to see how they go first, but yeah, I think I agree with most that Crichton is probably one of the buyers of the season. And a massive rap on him, but they've got the yields on Saturday afternoon at 4:30.
But that was a pretty easy question to answer. You're not trusting the Bullies? Yes, that's right.
What gives you any confidence to trust the Bulldogs over the past three or four seasons, Jimmy? I still think it's too early for that team because they got so much new personnel. I think it's too early for them to be playing their best football right now. Now, they'll improve from what we saw last year. I like the Parramatta Eels. I think, you know, between Moses and also Dylan Brown, Gutherson, who does what he does here at the back, they've got some big boppers up front. It should be a great contest, to be honest, but I'm going to go with the Parramatta Eels.
Yeah, they're sort of well and truly favourites for that match. Now, let's get into the Queensland teams. The Saturday second match, the 6:35 game, down at Cbus Super Stadium, Titans, with Desi on board, favourites to beat the Dragons.
Yeah, they are favourites to beat the Dragons. I'll be calling that one on the sideline for Fox League. And, mate, it's going to be a lot harder than what everyone sort of thinks, because if you look at the trial form, particularly from the Dragons, they were pretty impressive as opposed to the trial form from the Titans. Now, the big omissions, I suppose, no David Fifita. He's got a real presence. Bo Furmore's back into the mix. Keanu Kinney will start at fullback, which will push AJ Brimson into the centres, whether that stays that way because Campbell is still injured. It should be a good contest, but unfortunately, I'm actually leaning more towards the Dragons just based on what I've seen through the trials. And that's the only reason, is based what I've seen through the trials, which is not always the case, but I think, you know, they'll be impressed by what they did. More importantly, they'll want to start off pretty well. So it should be a really good contest. There's tipping dry conditions, so a fast track there at Cbus. Should be some good football played.
Are they going to go back to the red V? They've got to get the red V out and get some tradition on their chest.
Let's not get too far ahead of ourselves, Hill. Just the old cliche for them would be week by week. But as we speak about Desi Hasler, well, the Dragons have also got a new coach. Yes. So it's new for both teams under Shane Flanagan. So it'd be a tight one, I reckon.
It'll be interesting what's going to happen with Lomax, because he's got Lomax out in the wing. Lomax doesn't want to be on the wing. And there's some.
Well, I think Lomax is really well suited to the wing.
Okay.
I mean, he's a hell of a player, and he's always got great talent. But the fact that he is on the wing, he gets more touches, he gets highly involved. He's an aerial threat when they kick across field. I actually really like him on the wing, to be honest.
Righto, the lucky last is Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock at Suncorp Stadium. It's the first of many derbies that we'll see for Queensland this year. Dolphins v Cowboys. Firstly, could it be Wayne's last season as a head coach in the NRL?
I'm going to go out and say yes, it will be his last season. I've got no idea, no evidence to suggest that yes, but I'm going to say it will be his last. I expect him to go into some sort of coaching role, a director role after that. But, yeah, local derby, I'll be up there at Suncorp for that one. Look, again, if you go back 12 months ago, the emotion, and Jesse Bromwich has already spoken about, it's one of the greatest things he's ever been a part of, was that running out for the first time for the Dolphins against the Roosters round one last year, where they blew the whole rugby league world apart. Well, it's another year on. They've got an opportunity up against their big brother in the Cowboys at Suncorp. So the Cowboys, for me, need a huge turnaround from what we saw last year. They were poor by it. They went from a prelim final in 22 to not making the finals in 23. So I expect a big turnaround for them. No Cohen Hess due to that ACL. No Tom Gilbert for the Dolphins, obviously due to his injury also. But the one thing that does concern me, does worry me just a little bit about the Cowboys, and that's their age of their middle rotation. So Jordan McLean, 32, Jason Taumalolo, 31, I believe, and Jake Granville, who comes off the bench, 35. Just worries me a little bit defensively when fatigue starts to set in. So we'll wait and see how that unfolds. I think there's some better options what they can do there, but I'm not the coach. But I am going with the Cowboys.
Yeah, a little bit of a weight of expectation on both teams, aren't they? I mean, second year for Dolphins, they've bought well, as we well know. I mean, Gilbert's a huge loss.
Yes.
But, yeah, as you said, the Cowboys are coming off a very disappointing year, and the fans up in Townsville won't cop that.
No, nor should they, and nor should the players, because they went within a whisker of playing in a grand final to not even making the final. So I've banged on about this quite a bit, particularly in and around the Broncos, being that if they're not prepared to pay the price, you just don't get where you need to go. You cannot just expect to get the rite of passage to an NRL semi-final series by not working hard and paying that price. So that's where the Cowboys are. They got too much strike right across the park, the Cowboys. But you're spot on, the Dolphins. We know what sort of team they are. We know what DNA they stand for these days. They compete hard. You know, they've bought extremely well. You know, Tom Flegler and also Herbie Farmworth. Jake Averillo won't be playing, but they've got some good buys right across the park. Be interesting to see. I expect the Dolphins to really fly out the blocks, and if they can do that, maybe they just win on emotion. But I have tipped the Cowboys.
All right, just very quickly, Coz, your lock of the week. Who you're like me, a 0-3.
Yeah.
Who do you think is the certainties of these remaining games?
Oh, well, they're all pretty difficult, right? But if you're looking just based on pure talent up against. Yeah, the teams they're playing, I want to go with the Cowboys over the Dolphins.
Okay, all right. I'd be Warriors, I think.
Mm.
Okay. Warriors tonight over the Sharkies. All right, mate, really appreciate your time, and we're going to look forward to the rest of the autumn and the winter talking football on the Friday Throwdown with Corey Parker.
Thanks, Corey. Sounds good, boys.